We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Northbridge Companies, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I grew up with two brothers. Then I went to college and I lived in an all-male dorm and I wasn't used to having girls around. And then I became a dad and I had this little girl. And we had to play Wizard of Oz every single day. She was always Dorothy. And at first I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll be the lion. I'll be the Tin Man. You know, I'll be the Scarecrow. We'll dance a little. It'll be fun. No, Daddy. No, Daddy. You be the Wicked Witch. And I'd learned to say, I'm melting.
And the dreams that you dream of once in a love above.
So that phase went on for quite a while, and it was interesting too because suddenly we had twin boys come along, and now we're outnumbered, and we never got to play man-to-man defense. It was a zone. You're just constantly trying to catch up and forget about ever accomplishing anything. If you can get yourself dressed, get food on the table and things, that's a win that day, and have the children dressed. Only later do you realize that time is the most important thing I'll ever do, is being parent to young children and playing with them and sharing stories and imagination and dreaming of skies of blue and troubles melting like lemon drops.
Trouble melts like lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds.
So fast forward 10 years. It's a one morning in March. Morning Edition is on. Renee Montagne's talking about the voice of Hawaii. And I'm going to butcher his name, but it's Israel Kamaka Viva Ole. We're close to that. And it's this wonderful story about beat-up ukuleles held together with bubble gum. His older brother's name's Skippy. He's the size of a sumo wrestler. And he records this song at 3 o'clock in the morning, sits on a shelf for 5 years, then comes out, and I think it has become more popular than the original Judy Garland version of Over the Rainbow. And it's a mix of Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World. And it just encapsulates everything about childhood and becoming a new father and trying to deal with a four-year-old and a pair of two-year-olds. And really that being my wonderful world for quite a few years there.
How do you do? They really say I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more. What a wonderful world.
I'm Glenn Jordan. I'm a sports writer for the Portland Press Herald, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainpublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainpublic.org for all the details.